Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Manetta. This is day four of our 150-day journey to Prospering in the Psalms. I challenge you, I charge you, invite someone else, let them know we are live for the next 30 minutes. If you have a question, maybe you have a comment, maybe you have a prayer request, we want you to call us at 1-347-945-6272. Again, that is our live guest call-in number, 1-347-945-6272. Join with us as we continue our journey on today's program. Grab your Bible. Grab something to write with, something to write on. Today's topic for day four of Prospering in the Psalms is prosperity is yours. Oh, that's a hot topic right there. Prosperity is yours. Let's just have a word of prayer. Father God, we just come giving you all honor, praise, and glory. Lord, we thank you for this time, for this season. Lord, we ask that you would bless us, that you would send prosperity now, oh God, for we know you take great pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. Oh God, as we have been studying your word, reading your word, meditating and on your word, confessing and decreeing your word over our lives over the last 4 days. Lord God, we come today with great excitement and expectation of the manifestation of your word in our lives. Oh God, we thank you for your word today, that we know it shall go forth and shall not come back void, but it will accomplish in our lives what you have sent it forth today. Oh God, we thank you for this word as we continue to stand on your word and your promises that we will be like a tree, water, oh God, and that whatever we do, it shall prosper in our lives. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for every person that will dial in, every person that will download this message live or even through our podcast system. Lord, that you would bless them indeed as we continue to get even a greater understanding and revelation to your word by your Holy Spirit, who's the guide, who's our teacher, who's our revealer of all truth, oh God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, that we know, Lord, as we stand on your promises, that you take a pleasure in our prosperity. We give you praise, we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, beloved, this is Dr. Manetta. I'm live in the great city of Detroit. This is day four of this exciting journey. Can you believe we are traveling for 150 days? We are in day four. So those that may be listening in for the first time, you haven't missed much. You can go back into our archives and listen to our previous podcasts that's available to you 24/7 at no cost. You will be blessed. You will be encouraged. You will be inspired. You will be strengthened, and you will be empowered by God's word. And so today we're looking, and I will share with you out of Psalms 28, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 128, verse 1 and 2, for your hearing. Oh, beloved, as we look at this word, I want to read it in a couple of different translations. One, happy are those who respect the Lord and obey him, you will enjoy what you work for, and you will be blessed with good things. And then when we look at out of, I think it's the New Living Translation, or the Living Bible. That's what it is, the Living Bible. Each of these translations are overlapping some of the words that we have shared with you in the scripture of what that definition of prosperity and how it overlaps. In the Living Bible, and it says, blessings on all who reverence and trust the Lord, on all who obey God. Their reward shall be blessings and prosperity. I encourage you, beloved, read it in several different translations. You will see an overlapping. You see blessed, you see blessings, you see the word happy, you see the word trust, reverence, prosperity, blessing. And as you recall, on day one and two, I shared with you several words that have a different perspective of prosperity. And so as we continue to read through the various passages of scripture, I want you to go back to that list. And every time you see one of those words that's highlighted as a part of the different aspects of prosperity, I want you to underline it, highlight it. And so some of those words are blessings, prosper, glory, success, favor, goodness, riches, abundance, wealth, peace, fatness, flourishing, multiply, reward, gold, silver, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. See, these words represent different aspects of prosperity. And so as we look at today's passage of scripture in Psalms 1-8, that what the Lord is saying, that you shall the labor of thy hand, and happy and blessed shall you be, and it shall be well with you. It shall be well. You will prosper. And so when we look at many times as our theme today, as our message today, we want to declare and decree that prosperity is mine. Can you join with me and say that? Prosperity is mine. When we hear that word prosperity, what does it resonate? What does it ring in your spirit about prosperity? What have you heard about prosperity? If you were looking at the definition of prosperity, what is your doctrine? What is your belief system in regards to prosperity? Because, beloved, according to what the psalmist said, blessed are all who fear. Blessed are all who fear. I want you to circle or highlight the word blessed. This is the NIV translation. Blessed are all who fear, who all respect, who all reverence the Lord, who walks in his ways, in his commandments, in obedience. You, beloved, will eat the fruit of your labor. You will enjoy. That will be your reward. And those rewards are blessings, and prosperity will be yours. Oh, we are excited as we continue this journey today and prospering in the Psalms. Beloved, I want you to know God is not against prosperity. I don't care what someone has told you. I don't care what you may have taken as a point of understanding, your religious thoughts, your doctrine, your beliefs, the erroneous teachings and doctrines. But God is not against prosperity. God is not against prosperity. God is not against you being prosperous. Because, beloved, he would not have told Joshua in chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, for Joshua to study his word, to meditate on his word day and night, and then Joshua would make his way prosperous and have good success. That's right, beloved. So God is not against prosperity, beloved. When we think about what the average person think in terms of prosperity, the only thing that they many have in their minds is material possessions or money. But prosperity, beloved, has a greater definition, as I just shared with you, the various aspects. So God is not against prosperity. See, the scripture gives evidence that one of God's blessings to those who love and obey him is prosperity. That's your benefit. That's your reward. That's the evidence that we see. So I'm saying, beloved, by listening to God's teaching, we gain both emotional and physical security, which in essence leaves us free to live a blessed and prosperous life. Did you hear what I said? That you would live a blessed and prosperous life. So that word again, blessed, happy, prosperous. That's what God desires. As we read in Psalms 35:27, that God takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his children, of his servant. So as we look today, as I've been sharing with you over the last several days, of Hebrew words that are definitions or keywords that relate to prosperity. I've already shared with you 10 different Hebrew words. And so I'm encouraging you, if this is your first time listening in, go back to our previous broadcast, our previous podcast, and listen in and take notes. So today, our words that I want us to look at, the word favor in the Hebrew is the word ratson, R-A-T-S-O-N, ratson, ratson, meaning goodwill, gracious, friendly, or obligating act that is freely granted. And we see this in Psalms chapter 5, verse 12. So if, for those that have been with us, we want you to go in and read out Psalms 12. Excuse me, not Psalms 12, Psalms 5, verse 12. So you can have an even greater understanding and revelation to that word in the Hebrew, ratson. Our second word for the day is bountiful. Remember, I gave you the word bountiful as one of the words that's related to prosperity. And we see this word bountiful in Psalms 13, verse 6. So in the Hebrew, it is the word gamal. Gamal. G-A-M-A-L. And the definition and the meaning is liberal in bestowing gifts, favors, or bounty, generous. Oh, beloved, here it is, another word, expanding our understanding for prosperity. That's why I can say, we can decree and declare, God wants me to prosper. God wants me to have shalom. As I shared yesterday, he wants me to have peace, nothing missing, wholeness and completeness and prosperity and welfare in my life. God wants the Sabbath for me to be full, to have plenty and abundantly satisfied, that he has given me power to create wealth. He's given me strength to produce. And as we know the kebab, that riches and honor and wealth and splendor, his glory, that we would rise and shine, for the glory of God is upon us. That's prosperity, beloved. As we look today, happy, blessed is the man. See, happy in the Hebrew is the word Aser, A-S-H-E-R, meaning to become rich, to become happy. That's right, beloved. Blessedness. If we look at Genesis 30, verse 13, Leah named her son Aser. So we have to stand on God's word. And then one more word before we close out today, as we have looked at that prosperity is yours. Because of obedience, beloved, that the reward is blessings and prosperity. As we reverence God, as we trust God, as we respect God. And so another word is wisdom. In Hebrews, no, not Hebrews, in Proverbs 8:14, we see wisdom in 8:14. And in the Hebrew, it is the word tusha, T-U-S-H-I-Y-Y. A, meaning sound wisdom and abiding success. Abiding success. Again, wisdom, prosperity. Success, prosperity. God has said he wants us to have good success in our journey, on our journey, in our lives. And then our last word for today, booty, B-O-O-T-Y. You know, you think the rappers came up with that? No. It's in the word of God in 2 Chronicles 20:25. Booty, spoils, S-P-O-I-L-S, spoils. And it is in the Hebrew, it's the word shalala, shalala. And so meaning great gain or plunder, the spoils or reward of war. And so when we look at this particular passage in 2 Chronicles 20:25, it was the battle that Jehoshaphat was coming in up against three kingdoms, three enemies, and they were a great group in numbers. But God gave them a strategy to send in the praises first, and he confound the enemy that they destroyed each other. And it took 3 days, think, 3 days for them to collect together and to bring the booty, the spoils of the war into their possessions, back to their camp. So, again, prosperity. These definitions, I don't want you to forget them. That's why I'm instructing you to go back and read those passages of scriptures where those particular words are highlighted in English as well as the definition from the Hebrew. And the last one, the Hebrew word for booty, spoils, is S-H-A-L-A-L. Shalaiah. Great game. So, beloved, when you go into battle, you're expecting great game. You're expecting to plunder your adversary, the enemy, and that you would have a great reward. And so that's what the scripture was saying to us today in Psalms, yes, Psalms 128, verse 1 and 2. Let me read that again out of the King James Version. I was getting ready to say the old King James, because we know we have a new King James, but the King James. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy, there's that word, shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. So we see in verse 1, blessed. We see in verse 2, happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. And so as we continue to study out what the psalmist is speaking to us regarding prospering in the Psalms, as we prosper through the word of God this day, in Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, I want you to remember, God is not against prosperity. I know that's a mind shift for someone today. Can you join with me and just repeat, God is not against prosperity. And so let us confess and decree, God takes great delight in my prosperity. God takes great delight in me being prosperous. Amen. And so we can ask the Lord to send prosperity into our lives, our families, our business, our ministry, our community, that he would prosper the works of our hands. Prosperity is yours today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, beloved, we've come to the close of our time today. I pray that you have been blessed, that you have been strengthened, that you have been inspired, that you have been encouraged, and you have been empowered by the word of God here on Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Mineta. I don't know about you, beloved, but I have been blessed as we continue to study God's word, meditate on God's word, study God's word, confess and decree God's word, memorize God's word, Let it become a part of your everyday language, beloved. Repeat the word of God, for we know, beloved, it shall not, it will not come back void unto him, but it shall accomplish in your life, in my life, in our lives, what God has sent it forth to be in each of our lives. So we confess God's prosperity is my prosperity because I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Well, beloved, we've come to the end. I just want to remind you, 24/7, if you would go back in and listen in and take notes of what God will speak to you in this time and season by the Holy Spirit. And if you're being blessed by this message, by this teaching, by the prayers, prophecies that we will be releasing, we want you to be a partner with us that you can make a contribution, you can make an offering, a donation to help us continue the work that God has entrusted to us as we continue to pray for you that the prosperity and the provision and the peace and the protection of God will be upon your life in Jesus' name. We are believing for a great harvest of souls, a great harvest of prosperity coming into our lives as we continue 150 days of prospering through the Psalms in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Stay tuned to our Facebook page, our LinkedIn page, our Pinterest page, our Twitter page. You can help us take this viral. That's right, beloved. If this is blessing you, it's going to bless someone else, someone in your family, your coworkers, your church members, your neighbors. So what I'm asking you to do, be a blessing to me. You can bless me by sharing this post, sharing this message on your Facebook page, on your social media platform. Someone will be blessed because you've been called to be blessed and you're called to be a blessing. So let's advance the kingdom of God by spreading this good news, this word that God wants us to prosper and to be in good health. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We look forward to you being back with us tomorrow, day 5 of our journey. We thank you and God's blessings to each of you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. May the peace of God, the wisdom of God be upon you this day. Is my prayer. May the favor of God, the wealth of God, the blessings of God be upon you in every aspect of your life. Is my prayer. Go in peace. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow.